First new data from the U.S. Labor and Commerce Departments paints a bleak economic picture for the country. Just this week, we learned that between April and June, the country's economic output, GDP, fell at a historically high rate. We've also seen some increases this month in the number of people applying for and receiving unemployment benefits. All this while the federal unemployment benefit enhancement expires and the Senate, House of Representatives, and White House appear not too close to a deal on further economic relief legislation. There had been some signs of recovery in May and June as we saw some coronavirus-related restrictions eased, but that growth seems to have slowed down. Noah Williams is the Julie Plant Granger Professor of Economics at UW-Madison. He's the founding director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy. Noah, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Well, that quarterly GDP number got a lot of attention, a 9.5% drop from the previous quarter, and as I understand it, from the quarter the year before, 33% sounds like a big number annualized. Can you put those numbers in perspective for us?
So in simple terms or in broad outline, we've never seen a drop this large, this rapid in history. Of course, there's good reason for that. The economy was largely shut down, particularly in April and into May. But again, to give some perspective, the 9.5% quarterly drop is about four times the quarterly drops that we saw during the Great Recession in 2008. So again, very rapid and very large magnitude, really unprecedented.
And the big hope, of course, was that we'd bounce back quickly or almost as quickly as that drop happened. What have we seen so far in July?
So we've actually seen across a number of different measures a tapering off, slowdown of economic activity in July. The official data, you know, lags what's going on in the economy. The release, which came out yesterday, was, you know, backward looking. It's almost, through the end of June, so roughly a month old already. Looking at some other higher frequency data, both the unemployment claims that you'd mentioned, as well as some other measures of foot traffic and business activity, we've seen really slight decline or more broadly stagnation both within the state and nationwide throughout July.
Before we go toward future prospects, I want to talk about a little bit about the way economists are doing their jobs right now. As you mentioned, you know, this quarterly statement, that's from almost a month ago now, the data included. I understand economists are really scrambling to try to get more up-to-date stuff because this thing happened so quickly. What kind of things are we turning toward to try to understand where we are, not last month, but now-ish?
Yeah, there's been a real rise. It's actually been really helpful. A number of private companies have made data available to researchers, which has been great for us. So particularly at Crow, the center that I direct, we've been focusing particularly on Wisconsin, but also nationwide. And some of the things we've been looking at, one measure to get a sense of real-time economic activity is based on mobility, basically tracking people's locations, visits to commercial locations from their cell phones. So there's one company that we work with that has a sample of roughly 10% of the population, and then we can track how frequently are people going to the store, going to grocery stores, going to restaurants, and so on. And using that data, we saw a very rapid drop in March, you know, right as the pandemic took hold. We saw overall mobility, overall activity drop by roughly two-thirds year over year throughout March and April. Then we actually saw a relatively rapid bounce back in May and into June, but then we've seen that level off. So there's foot traffic data. There's also some other private data on transactions, so people spending on credit cards, which also spending has actually held up a little bit better than some of the other measures of activity.
Talking to Noah Williams, professor of economics at UW-Madison and founding director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy, looking at the latest economic news, much of it bad, and what to look forward to in the future. Noah, I've seen some economists say, and I've heard from some of them on this show, you know, this isn't an economy problem anymore. We've got to solve the pandemic. We've got to get this thing under control if we're going to get the economy back on track. How much truth is there to that as you see it?
I think that's undoubtedly the case. Think of kind of where we were in January, February. The economy was very good. Then even though you know, the government orders and the shutdowns got a lot of attention, it was really a pullback in economic activity by individuals and businesses in March, which happened before any of the lockdowns. Similarly, we did see a relatively rapid bounce back in, you know, up through June, but then we've seen that taper off, and even more so in some of the states like California, Arizona, and Texas, Florida, which have seen even more of the spread of the virus. So it is really the case that the virus and its prevalence is really dictating how rapidly we can bounce back.
The debate in Washington now is whether there should be another round of economic recovery spending and how much. Democrats in the House saying $3 trillion, Republicans in the Senate saying only, I'm throwing quotes around that, $1 trillion. What level of spending would you like to see, and what do you think are the best targets for that kind of spending, whatever the amount is?
Yeah, so honestly, somewhere in the middle would probably be reasonable, and again, most likely where we will end up. One of the sticking points is the extension of unemployment benefits. You know, as we may have discussed earlier, people are getting $600 per week. The unemployed are getting $600 extra per week from the federal government in unemployment insurance benefits. There's concerns. This is something I've written on as well, that this provides a disincentive for people to get back to work. In the midst of the pandemic, this wasn't really an issue. You know, we wanted people to stay home, and there wasn't really a lot of firms hiring. As we've moved towards towards reopening and recovery, that becomes more of an issue. So that is one of the main sticking points, whether to provide those extended unemployment benefits or to scale them back or tie them to going back to work.
Let's bring on a caller. Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question for your guest is that we know that the economic shutdown also has a human cost. Is there any type of factoring or equation that allows us to see when is it right to shut down the government, or maybe a more limited shutdown of the government versus the human cost for any other illnesses, especially those going forward, like the flu? When does it justify shutdown, and when does it not, based on the economic and human costs of what's going on?
Charlie, thanks for the call. And I think you meant shutting down the economy, not the government, Noah. But Charlie pointed toward the human cost of the economic damage weighed against the benefits of shutdowns to slow down the pandemic.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a clear answer to that. Obviously, it's a difficult comparison. We've you know, given my background, we focused on the economic cost, but clearly there have been, particularly you know, as in say March and April, when a lot of other hospitals, non-essential hospital services were shut down, there was some real health effects of that, and we've actually seen, you know, increasing costs of isolation, deaths of despair, that type of thing. So it clearly goes beyond just a pure economic calculus.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Noah, do you see bright spots in the present or on the horizon when it comes to a possible economic recovery?
I mean, one of the things which has been surprising, or in really in some ways points to the role that policy has played in helping to smooth this crisis, is that consumption and spending have actually bounced back and been relatively strong. I mean, it did collapse in April as most things were shut down. But with the sort of stimulus rebate checks, as well as the enhanced unemployment insurance, people's incomes have been able to remain relatively high. So, you know, the bright spot, of course, is hope that we do get this additional spread under control and ultimately do get a vaccine, which will allow us to resume more of some sense of normality.
Noah, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Noah Williams, director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy and an economics professor at UW-Madison. We talked to him today about the steep drop in the U.S. economic output numbers in the second quarter of this year and where we might be heading now.